And it's a Tay and Jay show is what it is. It's the Tay and Jay show. Do you say the or the?
The, right? The. It's like the Ohio State. We're the sports
show. Well, when I refer to Ohio State, I just say the Ohio State. I'm kidding. Tay and Jay show on the new Connect FM, 5 o'clock hour. Right. And you just got off the phone with whom?
Devin Langford.
And he is whom? I'm kidding.
Newest Illini class of 2011 signee. Signed his national letter of intent today. Gave his facts in. He's going to join us in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
He's on the road going to Panama City for spring break.
Is that where he's going?
Yeah.
All right. Panama City Beach.
I said, no, he's going with some buddies. I go, you're not going to get in trouble. He's like, oh, we're just going to be out by the beach. Just chill a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's going to have some fun.
What do I got to do to ask my parents to go on spring break?
In high school?
In high school,
I went my senior year of college.
18, but still.
Right. Where did you go in your spring break in college?
I went to Cabo San Lucas. I was only 19, so I guess it's only a year older.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, Cabo San Lucas, that's all you did is just one trip? Or did you do other ones?
I did a cruise my senior year.
Oh, well.
But I proposed to my fiance then. She said yes, obviously.
Wait, you went on spring break with your fiance?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
As a senior. I was over that.
All right. I went to Key West.
That's not bad.
Pretty cool place.
I got out of the country, though, so I topped you.
You did top me. That's not even fair. All right, so Devin Langford, the newest Illini, along with Sam Maniscalco, who might join us tomorrow, right. Obviously. So you're setting this stuff up. You're setting it up. Now I just got to know questions, right?
Now you just got to spike it.
No, I can't get over the net. Are you kidding me? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255 is the way to get a hold of the Tay and Jay Show. And I tell you what, since we're going to be interviewing Devin Langford in about 4 or 5 minutes, if you want to give us an email, we'll ask you your question.
There you go.
Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Let's get to this. Wednesday, 5 o'clock edition of The Warner Wrap.
I'm Jeremy Warner. This is your Warner Wrap, your sports update on the hour, every hour of the Tay and Jay Show. And Barry Bonds convicted of obstruction of justice today, but a jury failed to reach a verdict on three other counts that the home run king lied to a grand jury when he denied knowingly using steroids and human growth hormone. The verdict following a 12-day trial and almost 4 days of deliberation was a messy end to a case that put the slugger in the spotlight for more than 3 years.
So what happens now?
Good question.
Okay, we'll deal with that tomorrow.
Probably more court, okay. I'm guessing. I don't know. Does anybody care anymore?
No.
The Cardinals got slugged yesterday, 13-8 last night in the desert. John Rooney with this recap of the Diamondbacks' win.
Last night's game in the desert featured 21 runs, 30 hits, and 20 men left on base. The Diamondbacks beat the Cardinals 13-8. Chris Carpenter suffered the loss. Going 0-2 this year, he was tagged with 8 earned runs. The Cardinals got home runs from Lance Berkman, David Freese, and Rasmus, all solo shots. Justin Upton hit a 3-run homer in the second. Then Chris Young, a 2-run blast in the fourth. As a pinch hitter, Juan Miranda stepped in the sixth.
Pitch. Long fly ball in the right center. This one might leave the park. It is a 3-run home run. That thing was a gigantic home run. Holy mackerels, Andy. This ball is a-jumping. Wow. It's the second 3-run homer of the night for the Diamondback. A pair of 3-run homers and a 2-run homer. And they are blasting the birds.
The winner was Armando Galarraga. Now the series is even at a game apiece. Westbrook against Ian Kennedy tonight. We're on the air at 7:45. I'm John Rooney with a Redbird Recap.
Pre-game does start at 7:45 on 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Cubs took a worse battering in Houston last night with an 11-2 loss. Starter James Russell gave up 5 runs, 4 earned, and 1 2/3 innings. They go again tonight at 7. White Sox blew another save. Matt Thornton with his 4th blown save.
Not that you're mad or anything.
In his many opportunities. Gave up 3 runs in the top of the 10th.
So they have four losses.
Chris Sale gave up 3 in the bottom of the top of the 9th. Sorry.
4 losses. No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. 4 losses, but they're 7-4. 4 blown saves.
7-5 now.
Seven and five.
Chicago Bulls start their quest for a return to the NBA Finals at noon on Saturday against the Indiana Pacers, the East ace squad. With last night's 103-90 win over the Knicks and the Spurs loss to the Lakers, the Bulls still have a shot at home court advantage throughout the playoffs. The 61-win Bulls host the New Jersey Nets tonight at 7 in their regular season finale. The Illini baseball team fell to Eastern Illinois 4-1 last night. Dan Hartlib's 11-16 Illini hosts Southern Illinois at 6:05 tonight. Softball is at Purdue for a doubleheader. The Illini basketball team held its team banquet last night. Mike Davis is team MVP, as voted by his teammates, and the departing Illini senior said he was a tad surprised by the honor.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, just have the respect of my teammates. Just know that my teammates look up to me and respect my game, respect what I do every in and out, and then every day in practice, you know. So it's a great honor. Yeah, like I said, wouldn't be able to do without them.
Stop interrupting him. Davis also earned the Rebounders Award. Brandon Paul took home the Ralph Woods Free Throw Award and the Man Award. Demetri McCain, the Orange Crush Three-Point Award. Mike Tisdale, recipient of the Lou Henson Courage Award for most charges. Most improved player went to freshman Crandall Head. Devin Langford and Sam Maniscalco sign on with Illinois today.
And we're going to hear from Devin Langford soon. Mike Davis talks faster than I've ever heard anybody. He ought to do one of those Jimmy John's commercials.
Sounds like Ashmo from Q96.
He does. Those two could get, yeah, I mean, that's they could have a show together and you'd be like, wow.
Is that a different language? But Mike says a lot in as short a time as he can.
I hope that he joins our show because, I mean, he's tremendous. I like Mike Davis. That's awesome. All right, so good stuff. Well, I was going to ask you one thing. Oh, and the Hawks. I was going to mention that. Mm-hmm. Blackhawks play tonight as well, right. 9 o'clock. Puck drops. Hawks and Vancouver, the Canucks.
You like the Hawks in that?
No.
Okay. Good.
Vancouver's very good.
I'm not sipping the Blackhawks Kool-Aid.
No, I think the Canucks get it done this year over the Hawks, and I'm not saying that because I'm a Blues fan.
Yeah, well, you're rooting for them, you said,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm not rooting for them. I'm going to enjoy following them because I like watching Taze and Kane. And
I think I can safely quote you. As you said,
toes in the water.
They're my team.
Jonathan Toews is solid.
You're changing the subject now. Don't change the subject.
I didn't say they're my team.
Don't run away from this.
Did I say they're my team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to say that. All right. Well, what I meant is that I enjoy watching the Blackhawks. I think they're pretty solid.
I think they're going to miss Dustin Byfuglien, especially in this series. This is when he really kicked it into gear last year, is when they took on the Canucks, and he just embarrassed Roberto Luongo.
Yeah, and that announcer guy, John Madden, he was solid for them. Is it Joe or John? John, right?
Joe
Madden.
I don't.
I think it's John.
Joe Madden is the Tampa Bay.
Joe
Madden.
He's an Arizona Cardinal fan.
Is he?
Yes. Huh. That's a true story.
Good for you.
We got to get to a break because we're gibbering about nothing. We're doing Mike Davis gibberish here, real quick. 359 call 217-359-2255 is the number.
Devin Langford will join us shortly, and you'll also hear from Bruce Weber about his recruits. TNJ Show 93.5,
95.3. The new Connect FM. TNJ Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lante. He is Jeremy Warner.
Hey.
Linda Z on the phones today. Staying busy right now because maybe Devin Langford is calling in right now. 359 call 217-359-2255 is how you reach us. Illinois basketball, my man. We've got a whole new generation, don't we, of this?
Yeah, Devin Langford coming in. He's going to join us shortly. From Huntsville, Alabama. He's actually on his way to Panama City, though. So.
Sweet. I mean, how solid
break.
Is that?
High school. That's kind of cool. I wish I did that.
Well, we're not. Yeah, we're not going to Devin Langford. Instead, we're going to Roger in Danville. Roger, how are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. My wife left. Have I missed anything on the show today, or what?
You heard your name, didn't you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, quick NFL draft talk here. I'll switch up before you get the Illinois guy on. I hope they get a settlement done because I hope this is going to be a boring draft.
Wait, you hope it's going to be a boring draft?
No, I hope they get a settlement done or it's going to be a really boring draft.
Well, what's interesting is all these teams, they can't figure out what free agents they're going to sign. So because of that, they're going into this draft maybe drafting players that they would have otherwise filled with the free agents.
Right.
Well, my hope, and this is a far-fetched, is they get it all done about 2 or 3 days before the draft. Then I think we'll see a pretty exciting draft, a lot of trades, a lot of movement. You know, that's my hope.
Well, and that makes sense. And, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know what, it's still the NFL draft. It's still a fun day, and we're all going to look forward to it, right?
Oh, of course. And, I mean, I'll even throw you a bone today, Lon. You want to talk? Let's talk some Arizona Cardinals.
We got to do it quickly, Roger.
Oh, I read just online here not that long ago.
What's that?
Larry Fitzgerald is going around Arizona saying he doesn't want a quarterback in the first round.
He doesn't want Blaine Gabbert. He said that pretty much.
Yeah, he doesn't want a rookie.
Well, he doesn't want a quarterback, period.
Right.
His idea is they want to give up the he wants to give up the number one pick to Philly to get Kevin Cobb.
He wants Kevin Cobb.
I agree with that.
There's no doubt about it.
That would be the smartest move they'd make.
I guess. I don't know. And, Roger, we got to let you go because we got Devin Langford calling us now.
Good time, guys. But thanks a lot.
Roger, thanks for calling, my man. Roger's wife left. Which opened the door for him.
Didn't leave him, though, right?
No, no, no.
She
didn't
left the
leave.
House.
Right, she left the house, opening the door for Roger to call in.
Right, but someone that's going to be coming to Champaign is Devin Langford. He's joining us right now, Huntsville, Alabama kid. And you're heading to Champaign. Devin, how are you feeling? You faxed in your national letter of intent today. What's the feeling you're going through right now?
It's just a real good feeling. I feel really good, and I just can't wait to get down there.
Now, wait, Devin, I've got, this is Lante, by the way, and I've got a bone to pick with you because you're heading to Panama City right now?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Now, how do you get to do this in high school?
Well, it's just a little spring break.
I don't think I had spring break in high school.
No.
I didn't get to go to Florida.
Well, actually, they took 2 hour days off. They took Monday and Tuesday off, so this is our first day on spring break.
All right, so you're going to go down, hang out on the beach, and just kind of relax. How far is Huntsville to Panama City? Not very far.
It's about 6 hours.
Where is Huntsville in comparison with, let's say, Montgomery, et cetera, there in Alabama?
Like, what do you mean, like?
How far? Yeah, how far are you? What biggest city are you closest to?
From Montgomery, it's about 4 hours.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're bringing your basketball talents here, and we understand that your dad is fired up about this.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Why is he such an Illini fan right now?
I think that he's like, he realized that that's a good fit for me, and he think I can grow from there and be a good basketball player as well as a student. So he just thinks it's a good fit for me.
Now, did he was, he said he was an Illini fan. Do you know which teams he watched?
I'm not sure. I mean, he's always said something about them, but I'm not sure, like,
So it's interesting that Illinois kind of got involved with your recruitment. You're a South kid. They haven't recruited a lot of kids from the South. You're actually going to be only the second kid from out of state on this roster. So just take me through how Illinois started recruiting you and how they ended up getting you.
Well, it was early. I say probably my sophomore year or whatever. I think the first person I talked to was Coach Weber or whatever. And, I think Coach Brown had gave him a call, and I just kind of built a relationship with him, got to know him a little bit.
So what sold you on them? I know your official visits Coach Weber said today that kind of you were in awe of Illinois, just the community about basketball. What is it that stuck out about Illinois?
I mean, it's so much stuff. First of all, I just know that that's the like right place for me, and it just seems like all the like Georgia and Auburn, like they're good schools, but I just feel like I can produce more at Illinois and help the team out more.
Now, you come from football country, SEC country, Devin Langford. I mean, what's the difference between, say, basketball at Auburn, Georgia, and basketball at Illinois that you've seen?
You say what now?
What's the difference? You come from SEC football country. What's the difference between Auburn, Georgia basketball, and Illinois basketball that you've seen so far?
I think it's, personally, I think the talent is higher, and I think it's more physical.
And, Devin, you're 6'7", 190 is what they got. Have you listed as a guard forward, kind of that combo. Are you pretty confident you can come to the Big Ten and bang with the big boys, get some rebounds, and go?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident. I've been working out a lot, lifting weights, and he's working on my game. I feel really confident.
What do you, Devin Langford, what is your strength, you think, of your game? You averaged 17 points, 7 assists as a senior. You had 17 points, 10 boards in the championship game down in Alabama. Is your strength everything, or what do you feel like is your one strength, and what is one thing you'd like to work on in college?
I kind of do feel like I can do a little bit of everything, but I think my strength is probably, like, just making plays and getting other people open, just being a playmaker.
Now, Devin, you've had some success at basketball. You've gone to 2 state titles, won one as a junior. Didn't have your cousin Josh Langford, who plays at Auburn, but just talk about those state titles and what that meant to you as a player.
Like my junior year, it felt like real good to actually get there and actually win it. So as a senior, I wanted to go back and kind of like, it would have kind of felt like it was my ring more if we would have won our senior year. But it felt like real good my junior year.
Now, Devin, what have the coaches told you about your role coming in next year? Have they talked about redshirting you, or what have they said about playing time next year?
This is any college. You have to work for your playing time. So, I mean, I've talked to the coach. I think I can work for playing time. So, I should be good.
Talking with Devin Langford, newest Illini signee. And Devin, what was your reaction to the Jeremy Richmond news? I know it kind of shocked people up here. You probably didn't hear it as quickly down there.
Yeah, I think I heard it probably the next day or something, but I was real shocked. Like, I mean, I know he had a good year. He had a real good year. I was just shocked to, like, hear the news. I was real happy for him, though.
And Devin Langford, you're joining now a six-member class coming into the Illini. Of course, Sam Maniscalco will come in as a senior from Bradley. But have you talked to Tracy and Michael and a lot of these guys and Mike Shaw? And have you talked to them a little bit? And you guys really gelling pretty well?
Well, I haven't talked to them that much. But I think we'll get along good and play and be good basketball players. Like, get along with each other a lot.
Devin, what's the drive? How's the drive up from Huntsville to Champaign? I know Coach Weber was talking about there's three roads. I think it was 65, yep. 24, yep. and 57. How's the drive up from Huntsville?
Well, the time I drove, we was kind of cramped up, so it was a pretty long drive. But, I mean, it was worth it. I had fun down there. Actually, at the workout, so it was pretty good.
And the schedule really picks up for you now. You finish high school, and then you have 2 months until you're 2 months from today. You'll probably be at Illinois. You're going overseas. You're getting to play with these guys. Just talk about what these next 2, 3, 4 months are going to be like for you.
This is something I've been waiting for like basically all my life. So I just can't wait to get down there. And these next couple months, probably I'll just be doing the same thing, working hard, running and shooting, just getting myself ready for college.
Devin, the best advice I can give to you, I talked with Evan Wilson. He's from Georgia. Bring coats.
Yeah.
You need thicker coats up here in Champaign than you do down in Alabama.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, Devin Langford, I know you're on your way to spring break. You're heading down to Panama City Beach. Have fun down there, and good luck with the Illini. We are all excited about you signing the letter today and can't wait to see you come onto the campus.
Okay, thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Congratulations, Devin.
All right, thanks.
All right, that is Devin Langford, the newest Illini from Huntsville, Alabama. He signed his national letter of intent on the first day of spring period today.
And you know what? He was a little more charming than I thought he would be, because Bruce Weber talked about how he's so quiet. He's a quiet kid. You can tell there.
Right.
But Bruce Weber talked today about how when he was on his official visit, you couldn't get him to talk.
Really?
The coaches and players kept saying, he's not talking. But I guess it was just using so much in awe. I talked to his dad. His dad said, you know, what really stuck out is Illinois is a basketball school.
That's awesome.
Illinois is a basketball school. Down here, you don't get that. It's SEC country. It's football. So you're almost a second-class rate athlete down there when you're a basketball player.
You know what I like most about this signing? It's the fact that, like, Mike Shaw and Tracy Abrams and Michael Henry, you hear so much about these kids because they're in our state, right? Yeah. And you love the fact that you get kids from your state. That is huge to me. However, I don't know much about Devin Langford. Mm-hmm. I know he came and played in Champaign in the high school all-star tournament, or not all-star, but the high school
shootout.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the name. And, you know, that's great that Illini fans got a glimpse of him there. Yeah. But he's a kid that I don't know anything
about.
He's an unknown. When he gets here and starts playing, I have no, you know, what am I trying to say? I'm struggling.
Notions.
There you go. It's 5 o'clock. I'm struggling. But it's one of those deals where whatever he does, I'm going to be like, all right, I like, you know, I'm going to see what he can do for this team.
I mean, he doesn't come in with a lot of hype.
Exactly.
But and we'll talk about him as a player coming up. I know we got to get to a break. But one thing I'm intrigued about this signing is I thought Illinois could have gone a different route. And we'll talk about that next. 359 call 217-359-2255.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
New Connect FM.